Door with Sophie Black.
Hello and welcome back. My guest this week is the self-proclaimed star of stage and screen, Anna Mann. She's best known for her hour-long Edinburgh shows, a sketch show for depressives, and How We Stop the Fascists. But, you know, she has been a working actress for years and years. She first appeared in Dinner for Two, a play with John Smells. And she's been in Where's My Elephant? Rogue Baker, which is about a baker who goes rogue. She was in a Bollywood movie, which is where she met her second husband. Many of these shows and productions you may not have heard of, but that shouldn't matter because she is just extraordinary person, and I hope you enjoy what she has to say. I actually knew a lot about her work, but less about her children. So when she first came to talk to me, I asked her about just that, her children.
My daughter, Mahogany Hog, who's old now, well old, and my son, the Maharaja, of course, or Mark, as he now likes to call himself. You know, but to me, he'll always be the Maharaja.
Yeah.
Which people thought was a silly name back then. You know, nowadays everyone's calling them children. I think it's rare someone will put a "the" before the name, you know? But, you know.
How did you, what did you call him at home? Was it, did you call him
the Maharaja?
The full thing.
Yes. I mean, that was his name.
Yes.
The Maharaja, dinner's ready, you know. The Maharaja, stop talking to those boys, they're no good. The Maharaja, you'll break that if you keep sticking it up your nose, you know?
Yeah. And he...
And he broke his nose.
Is there anyone who still calls him the Maharaja? Does your daughter call him?
I do. He does ask me to call him Mark. His boyfriend jokingly calls him Maharaja, which is a bit of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how old are they? So they're adults now.
Yes. Hog must be coming up to, oh, God knows, I don't know. Yeah. She's half German, so, you know, it's...
Right, it's different.
Well, it's just grating.
Yeah.
It's sort of one of those, you know, and you mustn't ever speak ill of your children. I mean, they mean the world to us, you know.
Yeah.
They're our reason for living, apart from, you know, fame.
Acting, yeah.
But Mark, the Maharaja, I should say, God, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
He's, what is he now? He's 32, maybe? I think he's 32. Fuck,
yeah,
that's gone fast.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And they always say when you're, you know, when you're out and about in the cafes with the kids early on and they all go, enjoy it, it'll go fast. And you go, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, leave me alone, you silly old hag. Mm. But now you're like, oh. And it has. It's all gone. Bang.
Yeah.
Blink of an eye. You know, suddenly this tiny little baby, and he was really small, you know, is suddenly a grown
32.
Man. Yeah. A 32-year-old man, you know, with his own car.
Yeah.
That he leases, but still, you know.
How do you think parenting's changed since you brought up your kids?
Well, I think nowadays, I mean, a lot of the stuff I was doing is obviously now, you know, par for the course, you know, talking to them as an adult, not talking to them like a baby, you know, but, you know, reciting Shakespeare to them, for example, or, you know, getting them to recite it back to you from memory, you know, stuff like that.
What age were they doing that?
Oh, for 6 months.
Yeah.
We were straight in there.
Yeah.
Because I need, you know, it's a family business. It always has been. And I needed, you know, I mean, we didn't know what husband I would be with in a year or 2 years, you know. We didn't know if I'd have any husbands or work.
Yeah.
And the two very, very much sort of go hand in hand, you know, for me anyway in my life.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore, but back then.
Do the children have the same fathers?
Oh, God, no.
Right.
No.
Who was your first child? How did that?
Hog is,
back?
Of course, from my previous life, if you will, back in Leicester. You know, where growing up, I was brought up in a horribly difficult household. You know, Mum was a real matriarch. You know, ruled the house with an iron fist and a gammy leg. We used to say, you know, real battle axe, awful woman. You might have read the book I wrote all about her. Mummy wouldn't buy me a horse. I don't know if you know that.
Very
and then
moving.
The sequel. It really gets really gritty piece. And of course, the sequel, Mummy did buy him a horse, but then she shot it. she was really twisted. Yeah, there was something going on there. And Dad died very early on. Go ahead, don't you go, because if you do, I will. Yeah. And she told me, you know, she was a very bizarre woman. She told me that when you die, you became, you know, one of the chimps of the PG Tips adverts. Remember those?
I do remember
those. That's what she said, that's what happens. And really, Mother? Yes, you know. To the point where I'd go into the studio, you know, eventually, and then looking for Dad. It was, she was a really awful woman, and she married my stepfather, Ron. Real creep, you know, creepy, ugly, freaky, weird, smoky man. Smoked a lot of stuff. And so, you know, coming from that, I had to get away early on. And I met Harold Bagg, who was quite a lot older than me. Lovely chap. Didn't say much. He couldn't. He was a mute, you know, which was great for me because I love talking, as you know.
Yeah.
I've hardly got started yet. You know, the wheel is very much winding up on the old car that is my, you know, my brain. But Harold really got me out of that world. And we had Mahogany. And then eventually, of course, I had to get away. The call of the theatre was dragging me away, and I end up, you know, in a wonderful little play called Dinner for Two with John Smelsey, you know, obviously I'd go on to marry later on. So there is resentment there, I'm afraid.
Did you take Hogg with you, or did you?
No, I didn't, and that was a difficult decision. I was up till... I was up all night anyway. I've never really slept, you know. I'm not one of those... You know, there are people who sleep, and I've never really been one of those.
No.
I can't.
No.
You know, because there's too much. There's too many ideas, you know, or worries or whittles, you know. Sometimes I appear to be asleep, but actually I'm full on awake, you know. But I remember I was up till the early hours of the morning, just desperately, you know, laying out. And I visualised. I do a lot of stuff visualising. You know, I stick things on walls. Yeah. I don't know if you do that. You know what I'm trying to... And I stuck a picture of her and Harold and then a picture of me with an Oscar that I'd drawn. And I, you know, and I just... And eventually I just knew... You know.
That was the one.
And I would have taken Hogg. I did suggest it, but I said you'd have to be in every play with me.
Yes.
It just wasn't practical.
Contractually,
that was back then. Nowadays, there are creches.
Yes.
There are people who will look after your children, you know, and the mother isn't necessarily, you know.
Well, you know,
the mother was expected to stay home. I mean, that was never going to happen with Harold, you know, because he was a layabout anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you can do it, you know.
And you look at Judy Garland and, you know, I mean, Life on the Road.
I won't look at Judy Garland.
No.
Sorry, that's just that.
Fair enough.
It's too painful.
Yeah, okay.
But yes, Life on the Road.
Yes, would have been hard.
Oh, yes, you know. I mean, it was very much, I basically lived in a house down the road, to be honest.
Right.
But
if you had...
John Smell said it was going cheap, so, you know, we just got that one.
Yeah.
But we were in London a lot.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, really.
Yeah. And how long did it take to get to London from Leicester at that time?
Oh, God, it could take days.
Really?
Yes, if you got on the wrong train.
Yeah,
you know, if you got a train to Edinburgh. I mean, you'd have to get back from
again.
Edinburgh.
And if you'd gone...
And that would happen to us four or five times a week.
Yeah.
You know? We were very thick, John and I. But
really?
I've always said this, and I maintain it, the best actors are thick.
Why?
Well, because it's about acting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're going to punch someone, if you think about it, you might go, oh, maybe I won't
maybe
punch them.
Maybe that's not a good idea, yeah.
And that's not fun for an audience.
No.
Unless you're doing Hamlet, where the whole thing, I mean, to be honest, it's very dull, but the whole thing is, should I kill him, should I not kill him, you know? But really, I mean, I know that play is very popular and some people like it, but really the audience thinking, yes.
Just kill him.
Kill him and then probably kill some more people and then probably get killed, which does happen in the end, but it takes a very long time. And I love you, Bill, but, you know, some of your stuff would drag, it really would.
Need a good editor.
So, you know, I think I've always thought this acting, there are those cerebral actors who talk about how they think, and it's all lies, darling.
Yeah.
It's all really, you just get pointed at someone else and you fire, you know. That's what acting is to me.
You
learn the lines if you can. If you really need to. I will always say at the start of a play, now, do I really need to learn these lines?
Yeah.
Or can I sort of wing it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be surprised how many times you can.
Yeah, right. Do you feel like, you know, that big
choice you had to make between your daughter and the Oscar. Do you think that that has kind of informed your acting and sort of created a greater kind of ambition because you had to give up something so...
Yes, I think it did in a way. I mean, there's a lot of guilt. I won't lie. There's a lot of shame.
Mm.
And we are starting to rekindle our friendship mm-hmm. to some degree. Mm-hmm. I'm currently staying in her pantry. I've had to, you know, it happens a lot. I've always moved around, you know, I've never settled, really.
Yeah.
And I didn't think she'd have me back after all the years of resentment, but, you know, I'm there. And she got very cross the other day, you know, because all the Jaffa cakes are gone. But I say, you know, if you put me in the pantry, I'm going to eat the food.
I mean,
you know.
Has she gone on to have children?
Yes, lovely Lemon, my granddaughter. And I think that's what has helped heal some of the wounds,
actually.
Yeah,
interesting, yeah.
And I will give my thoughts on parenting, you know. I will talk about her gait and the way she walks and how she holds herself and all this. And
Lemon
gets,
or...
Lemon.
Right.
And, oh, Hog is a lost cause. She right. Really, she's completely hunched over, right. Really. It's not, you know, bless her.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's a hunchback.
No.
Which would be fine because that's, you know, that's something. But yeah. This is just dull.
And has she got it? Has Mahogany ever acted, or she's gone down that path?
I tried to get her to. She would have been good, you know. I really think she could have played, you know, a like Caliban or something like that. But she really wanted to work in property. That
right.
was her thing.
That was her calling.
Ever since she was a kid. I mean, dolls' houses, you know.
Yeah.
She would actually sell them.
Right.
Up and down the street, you know, and rent them and stuff like that to other children. Very. She has a thing that I don't. I think it's the German side of her, you know. There's a side to her that is, and by that I don't mean obviously Brecht.
No.
I mean, you know, the sort of more anal German. You know, I know I'm generalising, I know, but
possibly,
they do,
yeah.
they can be very, you know, logical, regimented,
yes,
money,
right.
all that stuff. And she has that. She thinks a lot with the right-hand side of her brain. Whereas I'm very much to the left.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you
I had
think?
A lot of my right taken out just to really...
Concentrate on the left.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were back in the 80s. It was kind of the thing. A lot of people did, actually.
Does the left side then expand to take up the space?
Yes, it can. It's sort of... It does slowly the sort of... the neuron, you know, the pathways start to evolve all the way around. Some people, it did come, they would come out of their faces,
right.
unfortunately. Sue Clinch, I don't know if you know her.
I've heard of her.
My best friend.
Yeah.
Yes, it would erupt through the top of her head, which
really?
Was... Oh. And I did wonder whether it was worth it at that
yes,
point.
Yes, at that
you
point.
You did have to stop. I think she was probably the one where everyone went, fuck, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And then, you know, very much, very quickly, that process was banned.
Right.
And now I can't count beyond 10.
Really?
Mm.
But your improv skills and stuff, presumably...
Oh, I'm constantly creating.
Yeah.
While we've been chatting, I've started a little opera just in the corner here. You know, that's what I was scribbling about.
Yeah, right. Amazing.
So it's just constant. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it won't be any good. I can't write songs.
Right. But you're doing it.
And I don't really like operas either.
No, right.
Does anyone? Some people do.
I don't think
so what was the question?
So,
Hog. Yes. No, so she went into property. She did not want to act. Let's get this. Cards on the chaise longue. She hates me. You know, she did hate me, rather. I should say, as I say, we are rekindling. But she hated that whole world, you know.
Do you
I think her father turned her against me in some ways.
Do you think that you would have found it, your relationship would have been easier if she'd shown more of an interest in...
Well, just not be so selfish.
Right.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. Mummy had to. I don't know. Do you not put a flower in the sun just because it's got a seed that's been abandoned or something? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Do you not paint the Mona Lisa because you've got to, you know, take someone to school or?
Yeah. Did you ever take her to school or?
No, but I did paint the Mona Lisa, or I attempted to. You know,
yeah.
But it was long. You know.
Yeah. Right.
People were. Very aware that it was a fake. It was just a little sign.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, you act.
Yeah,
you know,
you've
got to keep you these little side projects going.
Yeah.
You've got to have a fiddle going
definitely.
On at all times,
definitely.
Really.
And do you...
Because you're not going to get work.
No. So with with Lemon, how do you, because, you know, that must have been incredibly bonding. So, you know, having a granddaughter, and maybe did it feel like a second chance or?
It does a bit. It does. She's lovely. You know, she's so, it does a bit. Yes. Yeah. I look at her and I do think, God, was it wrong what I did with Hog? That, you know, but I had to do it. I had to do it, I tell myself, you know. But I look at Lemon and she's so fun. I see her. She falls over a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And then she does get back up and then she'll fall over again. It's so sweet. And she'll tell me the most amazing things. The other day she said, Grandma, I said, don't call me Anna, you know, because I don't like Grandma. Mm. Why did the Big Bang happen? Fuck, I said. You know, God, this is a clever child.
Yeah.
She's only, what is she? She's very little. Yeah. She's very young. And I said, well, I think it was something to do with it's God. I just said it's God in the end, to be honest. And she said, okay.
And
she's very bright, very smart. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's really good. And is that must be a really interesting influence then, you know, so you have does your daughter welcome that influence?
She doesn't like me being around her too much. I won't lie. She does. She says, stop telling her to do that. You know, stop telling her, because I encourage climbing on top of a chest of drawers. I encourage, you know, balancing on the back of a chair.
Yeah.
Because it will make her strong. It will make, and she, you know, do you want to be, I think there comes a point in life where you have to say, do I want to be a puddly waddly, you know, a mibbly wibbly, you know, the little people, you know, the people. And I don't mean that offensively, and I don't mean actually literally little, because some of the best actors are some of the smallest people.
Yeah.
But you have to make this choice. And I think, you know, do I go for it? Do I take the risk, become great, or do I just mull along with the herd selling property?
If that means...
And yes, that's made her incredibly rich.
Yeah.
If that's a few broken bones, I don't know, how do you feel about this? I mean, I wouldn't just let her go to the park on her own, for example.
No.
At the same time, I'm strangely very protective of that, because I know what the world's like, and I know there's a lot of bad people out there.
Yes.
You know,
I personally think it's really good for children to learn how to take risks and not be kind of scooped up all the time and too mollycoddled, you know. And I think, but I also think that there's sometimes a tension between grandparents and the parents, you know. So some people might say that it's maybe the parents' choice which way they go, but I guess you and Hog have a slightly different relationship.
It's, if I'm going to be in your pantry, I'm going to eat the food and I'm going to give advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and also I'm older and I've done more.
Yes.
What's she done?
Yeah.
Sold a few houses for, you know, millions. She's done very well.
Right.
Whereas I've been in, I don't know, Where's My Elephant, you know? Rogue Baker. All About a Baker Goes Rogue. You know, all these sorts of things.
Yeah.
I've been 1,000 people.
Wow.
I've met 100.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to shops all over Britain.
Yeah.
I've kissed some of the most beautiful men and women in the world, you know.
Yeah.
I've ridden a horse. I tried to ride a horse.
Yeah.
Mum obviously came in and anyway.
Yeah.
I've done a bit of archery. You know, I've done so much. There's a wealth of experience. You know, I haven't just been one person. I've been all these people. And when you really act, as you know, you sort of, it's like magic. You take on everything that person ever actually thought.
Yeah.
You know, so for example, if you're playing a kung fu master, you can. And, you know, I've seen this. People do find themselves, you know, like The Matrix, you know, they find themselves able to then do kung fu.
Wow.
Without any training. If you're really acting.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, you know, sort of
it's almost like
basic,
absorbing.
I'm not talking about soap operas. You know, I'm talking about stage.
Yeah.
You know.
Sort of like
so I'm just saying I think I'm better. And also grandparent.
Course.
It's not parent, is it?
No.
You know?
Oh, grand as in,
yes.
I've never
I
seen
don't know.
That
I mean,
before.
I
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
If you were to say there's a bus and there's a big bus.
Or there's a grand bus.
There's a grand, but is that Le Grand bus?
Le Grand.
What's the French for that? Le Grand bus. Let's just say bus.
Yeah. Autobus.
Is it?
I think so.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Le Grand Autobus.
Yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
You know?
It just sounds better, doesn't
it? A bus,
it?
Well, all right.
Yeah, you can have loads of this.
You can get me from A to B, but yeah. I'm not going to have much fun with it.
No. I'm not going to learn from it, yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it when that happens. I always think when people say the same things at the same someone somewhere dies.
Yeah.
That's what I was always told. Ooh. My mum. Yeah, she's horrible. Very twisted.
That doesn't happen. So then you had the Maharaja.
Yes.
Later.
Oh, he's lovely. He's wonderful.
And was he then with you? Was that a different experience in terms of parenting?
Very different.
Right.
Very different. I would not put him down. I could not put him down because I loved his dad, you know.
Yeah.
That was a real... He really wooed me, you know. Bollywood star. Mm. Really wooed me. Just swept me off my feet, you know. I was in... Bollywood playing, you know, sometimes they'll get an English actress or actor or so. And I was playing the sort of, you know, the landowner, the wealthy to do. And he was the sort of, you know, rugged, much younger than me as well.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck, bless him. And that all went wrong in the end. But while we were together, I clung to Maharaja because he was... And I think that was, why was that? Maybe there was guilt over Hogg.
Yeah.
There was just this animosity between me and Hogg right from the beginning that I really tried to push.
Yeah.
But with Maharaja, he just came out and it was like a jewel, you know? It was like, I don't know, I don't want to get too graphic, but it was as if there was light emitting.
Right.
From me.
Yeah.
You know?
And did you have...
As he came out.
Right, okay.
It was a water birth.
Was it?
Yeah. But they hadn't, the water had all drained out, sadly. Right. So it was just me
in a tub.
Shitting in a tub.
Yeah.
Mainly.
So.
But he came out and I just squeezed him and squeezed him. And the nurse was like, maybe back off a bit, you know. But, I loved him so much straight away. And I think it was the age. I think, like you say, I was much younger with Hogg.
Mm.
You know, I was. You know, not much more than a child, really, looking back.
What do you think are the benefits of
20,
being...
20, I think I was. You're 20,
right.
You know.
So what are the benefits of being an older parent? How did it differ?
Well, it's harder physically, yeah. I won't lie.
Mm.
And also by that point, you know, I'd done a lot of drugs. I mean, this is well documented. And a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff like that. A lot of drinking.
Yeah.
A lot of hopping. You know, we used to hop around a lot, me and John Smelsey. It was sort of our thing. And so my knees were not strong, you know. And so that was harder. But intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, I knew more about the world. I knew about life and I knew what was important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it is love.
Yeah.
I won't lie. It is love and fame and money.
Yeah. How did you juggle, once you had the Maharaja, how did you juggle childcare and work?
Well, of course, Ravi was bringing in a lot
by
that point. He was all, you know, and he would give me a sort of allowance to a degree. You know? And I don't mean that, you know, but he would just go, have it, fuck it, you know, because he was just living his life all over the place, you know. And he would... So money was all right, so I didn't have to work. And to be honest, at that point, the work wasn't coming in. You know, I'd done the awful, that awful advert, you know, which I did not, when I went in, I didn't know that was what it was for.
Gonna be, yeah.
I thought it was, you know, just a new supermarket or something, you know, like B&Q or something, you know, but obviously. And that brought my star down a lot. That was a real shock when that came out.
Remind people what that turned out to be.
It was for a political party back then, which nowadays, to be honest, you know, they're pretty much all the parties, but back then they were not well looked upon.
Right, okay.
But I was completely off my tits on something. God, LSD probably laced with a bit of Valium and a lot of Fanta.
Right.
And so when I came to do that one, I just didn't know what was happening. They were saying, the Animan method is basically you say my line to me and then I repeat it.
Right.
You know, but better than you said it.
Right. Not,
sometimes the other way around, actually, annoyingly.
Right.
Sometimes they will shout the line to me, but especially when I'm doing telly, you know, because especially with only having half a brain, you know, there's only so many places words can go. And I mean, most of that brain is taking up with character. Thinking about what animal they might move like. Thinking about what hat they might wear. You know, and emotional memory recall. Which is where you recall emotional memories. The emotional memory dump, where you've got to be getting rid of emotional memories that aren't helpful, i.e., you know, if you're playing a tragic heroine, you can't be thinking about how much fun you had at the fun fair, because that's going to affect your performance, you know? And also what you're having for dinner. You can't be learning lines at the same time when all that's going on. So when it's telly, which, let's be honest, I mean, you don't... We can just cut the bits where I'm saying, what's next?
What's the line,
So I will just... You know, I would, someone will just shout something at me. So, and I just repeat it, but I don't, I have this very, which I think really works, where you just let your face do the work. You don't think about it, as I've already said, because I can't, there's no room up there, you know. You know, and when I was learning lines back in the day, it really pushed me over the edge. You know, I was forgetting, there was no room in the noggin. You know, I was forgetting basic words. Once I called a glass a long bowl. Do you know what I mean? That's how... I was gone. I was gaga.
So you didn't really have to get too much childcare because you weren't working.
There we go. And I think that is one of the tricks, really, is to, if you're having a child, and it's the, I do think, one thing I would say in all seriousness, you know, you have to, you don't get that time back.
No.
So do spend it with the child. You know? Do. And don't do what I do, where 50% of the time you're on the phone sort of trying to find out what Helen Mirren's doing. Stuff like that. You know, give your all to that child.
Or to one of your children.
The one. At least one. Oh, if you've got two, you've got to choose. Because there's, I don't know, I mean, there's no time. Well, otherwise you're splitting between them and they only get half a mum. Surely.
Better that one of them gets 100% of you.
And the other one, you know.
Can learn to film.
She's making loads of money. You know, Maharaja, like me, he's gone into producing short films and stuff like that. He's doing some very clever things on the internet.
What kind of things?
Really funny, sort of mashups, I think he calls them. You know, where you mash up sort of one song with another song, or with, with, you know, Ian Duncan Smith or something like that. But you've, you've put... hands up, you can hold your hands up, and it's like a Nazi rally. It's really clever. Fuck, it's clever. I mean, it's on the nose. And it doesn't get a lot of hits because it feels like something that someone else... I mean, someone put a really good comment, actually, which this is like what other people do, but well. But not as good.
So he's got
this
something.
Is like a not as good version of something I would want to watch. Which I was like, well, there, that's you
something.
Know, definitely.
It's very hard.
You know, and that's what I, most of my career was that, you know, which is why Helen Mirren obviously did so well in the end. Because she was that version of me that people actually wanted
actually
to watch.
Actually did want to watch, what's the worst bit of advice you've ever been? Has anyone ever kind of said something to you that you look back and think, actually, no, that's not how you should parent, that's not what you should be doing?
I think probably the... Twixt the Legs harness, which was, you won't remember this, it was massive in the 80s. It came out, all mums and some dads actually were using it, and it was like a, what now you have a sling, you know, but it's sort of strapped to the top of your thighs and then swung like a pendulum between your legs as, and the it was sort of like a hammock. You know, a hammock just dangling there,
dangling between
and would
your legs.
Swing
as you walked.
And the idea was you could just go about your business, you know, go to the post office, buy a bicycle. You know, you couldn't get on the bicycle. You know,
but you could wheel it along.
Walk up and down Portobello Road. You know, see what's on. You know, anything. You go and see your mum. You know, and just rant at her. And you could do it all with your baby. You know, not a problem because they were just. Dangling there between your legs, but obviously, you know, it I don't think anyone got seriously hurt, thank God. No one did in the end, but very quickly someone went, this is fucking dangerous. You know,
And I guess if you're
Because if you step over a bollard, for example, you know, anything like that.
And also, if you, I mean, obviously, I mean, I remember when I had children, you know, I sort of put on weight, and I guess that's going to make it slightly difficult to walk with the baby in between sort of a sort of heavier thigh.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, my thighs got incredibly heavy at one point.
Yeah, right.
One of them.
One.
The other one kept slim. I don't know how. I don't know how it was. But it's probably actually this thing. That was the other thing they discovered, because it had a kind of, the way it worked, it kind of lent a bit to one side.
So you're really working one thigh and not the other.
Not the other. And also a lot of people's hips just fucking dropped straight down.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Over time.
So weird.
That happened to Sue Clint, actually.
Really?
Because her son, Barry, she... who was a really big lad.
Right.
You know, and she was doing it with him up to the age of 12, I think.
And her thighs.
Or in the end, her hips just collapsed, really, you know.
Wow. Amazing she's still
They
working.
Went right down, you know.
Yeah.
Right down near her knees by the end. Oh, she's not working.
Oh, she's not working. Oh, is he?
No, no. She does voiceovers occasionally, right. You know. She's got a lovely voice. It's really... it's all like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless her.
What advice would you give somebody, maybe a young actress who's pregnant and about to have her first baby?
I think have the baby.
Yeah.
Because you've done it now.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
And just really pretend it's your sister or brother is one thing I would recommend.
Yeah.
And you just got to bring them along to the auditions. Because people sort of, if you say, oh God, I've got to bring my child.
Yeah.
People will pretend, you know, they go, oh no, that's fine. That's not a problem. But it's a black mark straight away.
Right. They just cross your name out of spotlight.
God, yeah, you're gone.
Yeah,
you're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Your picture is burnt that evening.
Yeah, right.
Ritually.
Gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
Saria McKellen holds host.
Really?
Shall we say, yeah. But no, so, you know, just pretend it's your brother or sister.
Right.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they go, well, but you were pregnant before, weren't you? And you go, oh, no, that was just a part.
That was
a part. You know, like for Chekhov, a man may grow a moustache.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some people may grow a baby belly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
For a part.
Yeah.
If it's required.
If it's necessary.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Christian Bale, he's done all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You know. He will grow tumours and stuff if the part requires it. He'll do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And I love that about it. He'll get thin, he'll get fat. Sometimes he can make just one arm fat or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like with the harness.
Yeah.
Probably what he uses. But just say it's your brother.
Yes.
Or your sister.
Fine.
Oh, it's my little sister.
Along.
And then they'll go,
oh,
right, okay.
Oh, fine, no problem.
Yeah, sure. Because
then
they think, oh, she's helping out. She's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not she's some fucking sponge on the state.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Anna Mann for coming to talk to me. I realise that some of her views on parenting are slightly controversial. So apologies to anyone who may not approve of her methods. Next week, I will be talking to the incredible Colin Holt, who you'll know from Life's Too Short, Derek, Murder and Successful, Being Human, lots and lots of things. He has done numerous incredibly funny Edinburgh shows. He used to be in a double act with Fergus Craig, who was on this podcast about a year ago. Together, they're probably my favourite double act of all time, if not comedy act of all time. He's brilliantly funny. And you can look forward to that in the new year. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful break and see you in the new year.
Bye-bye.